If you think the budget, the deficit right now, it was it like $20 trillion? If you think that's a lot, what's $90 trillion? You're more than tripling it. Our next guest knows a little bit about socialized medicine. We love having this guy on. In fact, he's one of my favorite guests. Pastor Joel Risinger from Lifeway Church in Newington. Pastor Joel, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? Happy pre-Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Oh, what are you talking? Are you on your cell phone or?
No, I'm on a regular phone. Is it not clear?
No, it's clear. It just sounds like you're talking through a tin can.
Oh, well, I am actually. I've moved to tin can and string. It's a lot cheaper.
We're all trying to save a few bucks here. Let me get my string and my tin can over here. Maybe I can hear you better. Okay, so listen, you know a little bit. Canada is not a socialist country, but it does have socialized medicine.
And it's moving in the direction of socialism in a lot of ways. The premier of Canada now has actually made statements that I think fit well with what typically happens in socialist countries, even with regard to religion. And I know this is more of an economic conversation in many ways, but, you know, it's... He talks about Christians as probably the most dangerous group of people in the country, quote unquote, and he makes statements like that, which is typical of a socialist enterprise where there are certain groups that are just persona non grata because of their stance on freedom and work ethic and things like that. But putting that aside, I mean, they are moving strongly in that direction, and the results are pretty impressive, I think. For people that are residents, my in-laws live there, and my wife's family, and it's clear that when you add up all taxes, especially when you look at gas tax, for example, they are self-sufficient in oil, Gary, as we are now, as you know, and yet they pay between $5 and $6 a gallon for gasoline, and most of that is tax. So when you add those things up, and you look at the provincial taxes and the federal taxes and the excise taxes and fees and et cetera, et cetera. They're probably paying conservatively 60%, 60 cents on the dollar in taxes. So there's no free lunch. We talk about free health care in Canada. It's not free. Nor is it readily available. My mother-in-law drives an hour and a half one way to get to her general practitioner.
Well, why? Why can't she have a practitioner that's closer to her home?
Well, there are limits on what's available closer to home. And that's because there are not as many practicing medicine where it doesn't pay as much as it might, you know, here in the U.S., for example. And if you want a specialist, too, like if you need an X-ray or an MRI or something, you may have to go further or wait longer than you would here. So
wait, because you're saying you can't, wait, there's nobody that offers an MRI closer to, I mean, here you've got your choice of Quest Diagnostics, you've got Jefferson Radiology, you got all these places within a close proximity. So you're saying in Canada, you can't...
I'm saying in certain parts of Canada, not necessarily the big cities like Toronto, for example, or Vancouver. But if you live in a mid-sized city or town, you may have to drive a ways. And not only that, Gary, you probably have to wait. There's a long waiting list. Now, we have waiting lists here, too. I mean,
right.
I'm in line for an endoscopy and colonoscopy. But at the same time, isn't that great? I think the doctors must, like, meet in the middle somewhere and wave at each other through the scope. I don't know how that works. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Not.
Yeah, right.
But I'm waiting till May 5th for that. So I've been on a 2-month waiting list. But I've heard stories of people waiting 6 months or more to get for something like that in parts of Canada. So there ain't no free lunch, as they say. And that's the problem with the socialism, the promises of socialism.
And they tell you which doctors to go to, or can you, I guess you're kind of by default, there's only so many that there are available. I guess those are the ones that you're stuck with then, right?
Sure. Right, yeah. And I heard, this was funny, a few years ago, I was driving across, I decided to take a long way home. I dropped my son off to stay with his grandparents for a few days, and instead of going the direct route across the border, I kind of rode east for a while, stayed in the country, and I'm listening and scanning, and I love talk radio. As you know, I like to listen to different talk radio programs and hosts, and so I was trying to get a handle on Canadian talk radio. And I noticed that as I'm driving along, I kept hearing this public service commercial, public service announcement. And I heard it several times. You kind of tune out the first few times. But ultimately I said, I want to listen to this. Well, I keep hearing this. And what it was, Gary, was an ad by the province of Ontario telling people that if you're looking for a doctor and you can't find a doctor taking patients, call this toll-free number and we'll help place you with someone in the province of Ontario. And I'm thinking about that. Number one, I'm thinking, wow, is it that hard to find a doctor that'll take you? Number one. Number two, I'm thinking the province of Ontario is like the size of all of New England and then some. So could it be that you call the number and they say, hey, good news, we found one. And from our perspective, it might be like saying, but they're in Portland, you know. Oh, good. I can make a day of it or two. There's no free lunch. Socialism is not what's promised. The interesting thing about, I heard you talking about Bernie Sanders wanting to ask Joe Biden a series of questions. What's interesting about that is Joe Biden is socialism light. He is the interim step. He and President Obama, those of that camp, are socialists too. It's just that they've learned to package it and take steps toward it that are more subtle than what Bernie's been. Bernie, like him or not, agree with him or not, at least he's honest. I'm a socialist. Here's what I believe in. Boom. And you got to respect that. These other guys are playing games. I mean, they're saying they're not. They're moderates. But when you look at the policies, they're really not moderates. They're socialists also.
Well, yeah, but in comparison, when you put them...
Bernie wants to pin him down and make him respond to that.
But when you put them side by side, because Bernie Sanders is so, like you just said, using your words, you know, admits that he is.
Right.
I guess I have to ask myself, in comparison, Joe Biden, is he? There was a question whether Joe Biden was a moderate, and it's like, well, in comparison to whom?
Right, exactly.
In comparison to Bernie Sanders, yes. But when you take Bernie Sanders out of the equation, is he a moderate? Is Joe Biden a moderate? No.
Right. Well, and Joe Biden's policies are a step toward socialism, just as Canada is closer to that socialist mark than we are. They're not Venezuela yet, but they're headed that way. And I would say that's kind of Joe Biden's position. His positions are a step toward and into socialism that's a little easier to swallow. It's kind of like if you were going to go have a bunch of teeth pulled and you had a dentist that said, listen, I can do one, and then we'll come back and do one later, and we'll do it with anesthesia, you know, to make it easy for you and to ease into it. And then you had another dentist says, nope, I'm just going to go in, yank them all. We're not going to bother with anesthesia because it wastes too much time. I'll just pull them all at once, Gary. Well, you know, you might opt for the doctor with, you know, the more moderate approach or gentle approach. But at the end of the day, you're going to have all those teeth gone. And I think that's the same for both candidates, frankly. At the end of the day, we'll have no teeth.
But anybody that's ever taken a history class or read a history book
Right. Knows
that socialism doesn't work. And this isn't even a matter of opinion.
No.
You just
right. Look
historically. Or if you don't want to buy a history book or have never taken a history class, look at Venezuela. That was a country that at once upon a time, and not even that long ago, was thriving. Citgo Gas, Venezuelan, and their export of oil, and they were a thriving nation until their dictatorship. Was it Hugo Chavez, I think was his name?
Yeah.
Came into power, and I know in his predecessor, the person that came, the person who succeeded him, now there's bread lines.
Yeah.
What's so appealing about bread lines?
Well, no, nothing. But what they sell is not the bread lines. They sell the free college, the free health care, the free, you know, phones.
But that's all irrelevant.
And here's the thing. I know Canada, you talk about freedom. Canadians in the great white north, so our in-laws live way up north of in northern Ontario. It's a beautiful country, gorgeous. And there's just thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of open land and territory. It's beautiful. But you can't buy that. You can't sell. You can't even put a boat out there. Like we know of cases where guys who like to fish would, you know, go back into the wilderness, back into the bush, as they say, you know, with a bear buggy, and they'll leave a canoe or a boat out there, maybe chained to a tree or something. So when they go back out again, they can fish out of the boat. Mm-hmm. The government will send rangers out there and smash the boats because that's royal land. That's crown land. That's, you know, state-owned or nationally owned land. You can't do that. And I'm talking about hundreds of miles in the middle of nowhere where you can't even have a boat, let alone think about purchasing some property. It's very controlling, very manipulative, and it's limiting in terms of people's freedom. My uncle used to own a cabin in Quebec where there was a club here in the United States of men that would pay a fee every year and go up there and fish out of that cabin. And they paid the caretaker well, and it was really well maintained. It was a beautiful spot. Well, the government decided, nope, we don't want anybody foreign owning any property up there. So they just confiscated the cabin, and all the club was shut down. This is what happens with socialist government, and I don't think that's where we want to go. Most people would say no to that. They don't realize that's the end game. They just want the free stuff. And that sounds good. That's appealing, you know? Yeah, like a bait on a hook for a fish.
Yeah, but there's common sense involved as well, where nothing is free. And let's say that the free college appeals to the youth. There are adults of all ages that are attracted to Bernie Sanders and his socialism stance and ideology. Mm-hmm. What's their reasoning for it? Let's say they've already gone through college, or they're not planning on going to college. What's their appeal?
They have kids that they have paid for college, or they have debt. They're still paying on parent plus loans for their kids, you know. And there's the healthcare issue as you get older. They're thinking about that. And I think also there's even some misguided Christian belief that the early church was socialist because they held things in common and took care of one another in the book of Acts. But they forget that the Apostle Paul wrote shortly thereafter, if a man will not work, neither shall he eat.
Right.
So they weren't socialists. They were caring for one another appropriately, and we should care for each other, help each other out. I think we're a pretty generous nation that way quite often. But you don't solve that problem with government mandates, taking all the money, misusing it and misapplying it and you know, wasting much of it, by the way, and then forcing people to comply. That's not the biblical model. And I think some Christians are misguided because they don't understand that.
Well, I think the example that you just provided regarding your in-laws and wanting to go to a doctor, that's is a great example. It really is. Because people think that, socialized medicine, how Canada's doing it, boy, we got to model ourselves after them. But, you know, these are not individuals who have ever experienced it firsthand,
right,
like your family has. Yeah, well, they're going to tell you the doctor to go. They're going to tell you the doctor that you have to go to. And it's, you know, 600 miles away, and they don't have states. You know, they've got provinces. So it's like you said, it's like a drive from here to Portland, Maine. You know,
and to be fair, they can choose, but all I'm saying is there's less of a choice because there are fewer people going into medicine because it's not as lucrative as it would be here, for example. I think the other thing, Gary, is that people don't realize there still are fees attached. Not everything in healthcare in Canada is free. And I don't know all the ins and outs, but I've talked to my father-in-law briefly about that, and he says, no, we still pay for some things. So that's another misnomer. Again, you know, we have this idea, you go to Canada and you walk into a doctor for anything from, you know, major surgery to getting some medicine for a cold, and it's free. Well, that's not necessarily true. Not only is it not true that, you know, in other words, you may have to pay something, you may have to wait, you may have to travel, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Thanks so much for Pastor Joel for enlightening us with that. And really quickly, in just a few seconds, where can people hear you in your sermons? I know it's Lifeway Church. Give everybody, tell everybody where that is.
So you can find us on the web, lifewaych.com is our website, lifewaych.com. We also have a Facebook page, Lifeway Church Facebook page, and we post a live stream of our services every Sunday, 9:30 and 11:15 a.m. there. And, of course, you can always visit us in person, 2172 Berlin Turnpike in Newington. Love to see you.
You were my former radio partner. We were on the radio a couple years back for about 9 months. Great. It was a great show, too.
It was so much fun, and you survived it, Gary, and you haven't even needed therapy. I'm impressed, man. You've done well, despite me.